A reflection from Father Luis Sassano. Matthew 13:1-23. Go out to sow. 1. Jesus went out. Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. He shows his closeness and simplicity. This is what we, too, should aim for when we evangelize. We cannot be stiff, rigid evangelizers or arrogant and unapproachable. We must be close and accessible people so that we may listen to and accompany others. I am not only referring to me as a priest or to nuns, but I'm also referring to everyone, to you as a husband or wife, being accessible to your spouse and your children, or you as a worker being close to your co-workers, even if you are the manager. Don't consider yourself all-powerful. You have Jesus within you. Keep your attitude simple and close. 2. He got into a boat. The beautiful thing that Jesus shows us is that before teaching, he first comes together with people with closeness and simplicity, and only then does he begin to talk and teach. If you want to announce the gospel to someone, do so in the style of Jesus. Begin by being very human, close, friendly. Then speak with a clear and practical attitude. Don't just give people the catechism telling them to read from number 407 to 2980. Talk to them about God in your own words, maybe even without mentioning the word God. When you speak of happiness, you are speaking of God. When you speak of joy, you are speaking of God. When you speak of life, you are speaking of God. 3. The sower. You have God in your heart, and He has planted that little seed. It may seem to be drying up on some days. Other days, it feels overwhelmed by the things that you are doing through. And still other days, it is full of thorns because of the grudges and anger that have remained within you. But the beautiful thing about this seed is that with living water, which is God, it instills new life in you and turns you into a beautiful flower that changes your whole landscape. Your seed is watered by prayer. The sacraments are helping others. First check how you are, and then begin watering the seed God has planted in you. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.